Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, we're gonna do this one right here.
I like this.
Let's just do it. Woo! See, when I wanna do something, I just do what I feel. You know what I'm saying? I just do it straight from the heart. So we can do it and do it.
Let's go.
Nobody never understood me better. A true friend forever. That's why I'm writing you this love letter. Despite my ways through every phase, you brought me better days. We've spent the craze. From the beginning, Wendy Hill, the black linen, when I was sagging denim, and let you get up in them, until I damaged, when I selected, another sister, but we managed to stay connected, when you accept it, you see me naked, I couldn't let it 5 years, and you still respect it, now check it, give me a second to unwind your mind, all the pain and misery, it nearly blew my mind, can't no fame and chivalry compare to losing time, I'll explain my history aboard the cruise at night, so be late, cause I would hate to cross the seven seas, in the windy breeze,
like I do it. Yeah. They used to call me fat. They used to say I'm ugly. But now I'm making records. Who be screaming that they love me? I got them dollar bills. I make a lot of cheese. That joke can't do it like me.
And when you see me in the club, I'm looking fresh. And when you see me on the street, I'm looking fresh. And when you see me all the time, I'm looking fresh. I've got my hair and my nails done. I'm so fresh.
How you feel about that?
Like, look, I feel like if you're real hot and fresh, so you're doing it. If you're in New York, yo, you're doing it. If you're down in Arizona, hey, you're doing it. In Casper, Tennessee, yo, we doing it. Hey, XBN, we doing it. Oh, what you say? If you see me in my city, yo, I'm looking fresh. Down Tennessee, yo, we looking fresh.
You got your own freestyle going on, don't you?
You know, crazy. It's another week. I'm so excited about the guest tonight, so I don't know what to do. So,
okay.
You know, see, he helps me not look so weird to all my other friends.
Oh. Wait, who was that?
The guest that we're having tonight.
Okay.
You know, when I try to talk to them, you just crazy. But when you have a brother as renowned as he is coming, it's like, I just can't wait to hear him. I really can't.
Exactly. And you know, Ashley, we definitely want to go ahead and welcome our guests to the show. So we're definitely going to get the show started. So what we're going to do first is just go ahead and, you know, keep things first and foremost. We're going to do our weekly inspiration, and then we're going to go ahead and get this show popping and started. What do you say, Tori?
All right, cool. Okay, it's your girl, Tori Dean. This week's weekly inspiration is going to come from Matthew 5 and 14. It says, ye are the light of the world, a city that is set on a hill that cannot be hid. As you all know, from week to week, I get my inspiration from a lot of different resources, and I come back and share them with y'all. This week's weekly inspiration is coming from a sermon that I heard on yesterday at Mount Zion Baptist Church here in Nashville. In the text, we pick up on part of the conclusion of what is known as Jesus' first sermon, where he gives the Beatitudes. In this scripture, he reminds us that we are indeed the light of the world. We are like a city that sits on a hill that cannot be hid. This is so important for us to know and remember, especially right now, because the world that we live in is so dark. We often say to ourselves, what is this world coming to? Or what in the world will happen next? Well, as children of God, we can't walk around shaking our heads as if we're helpless and as if we don't know the truth. And the truth is that we should be the light of the world. So you think about it. What do people use the light for? Some people use it for guidance to light up their path so that they can know where they're going. Some people use it to see it clearly when they were blind before. So remember to be that light. Remember to try to be that example. And lastly, remember that for some of us, we are the only Bible that a person ever sees. So let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify the Father which is in heaven. And that's your weekly inspiration from your girl, Tori D. So let your light shine, child.
That's what's up.
That's hell coming out right there.
Okay, I had a feeling it would come out after a while, especially out of you.
Because, you know, people always tell me, you know, Tori, you just be glowing. And I be like, it's the light, girl. It's the light that God gave me, I'm telling you. You know, it's not that matte. You know, it's not that Maybelline eyelash. It's that God-given light that he already gave me. So, you know, I'm going to walk in my light.
Exactly. Well, that's what it is. Well, everybody, we thank y'all for tuning in, you know, to keep it real hot and fresh for another week. SSB and Raleigh doing Chapel Hill is bringing it to you for another Monday. You just had your weekly inspiration. Now, if you've been keeping up with our Facebook, Twitter, and MySpace, you know that we have a very special guest tonight. Well, for one thing, y'all already know that here at the Keep It Real Hot and Fresh show, we definitely promote things, you know, such as, you know, AIDS awareness and, you know, getting tested and stuff like that. You know, and then because for one thing, that's very important, and it's very, you know, it's epidemic, basically. So, you know, so you always hear talk of, you know, what if there was a cure, you know, is there a cure, and what's going on, stuff like that. So, but what if there is a cure out there? So tonight, we have a special guest. His name is Freddie Atkinson. He is joining us tonight, and he's going to, you know, just tell us, you know, a little bit about what, you know, what he's about, what he do. And just give y'all some facts and some, you know, give some insight. So, Mr. Atkinson, welcome to Keeping It Real Hot and Pick It Fresh.
What's up? You got it going on, cuz.
That's right. You know how we do. You know, we got to keep it real. So, you know, you already know the deal, don't you?
That's right. You know me.
Okay.
I'm gonna be straight up and not right.
And that's how we want it, and that's what we
that's
look
right.
for. So you know what? So so a lot of people, you know, if they did read our posting, you know, they found out that we're gonna have a herbalist on the show, which is you, you know, Uncle Freddie. Well, I call him Uncle Freddie, but you know, Mr. Atkinson, whoever, but he's Uncle Freddie to me. But you know, so you are herbalist. So, but you can spot a lot of people, they don't know what herbalist is. So, you know, so just kind of give us an introduction, you know, about yourself and kind of, you know, what an herbalist is.
Well, my name is Fred Atkinson, as my godson stated. I'm from Wilson, North Carolina. The name of my store is Near Manor Health Food Store. We're located at 1006 Raleigh Road in Wilson, North Carolina. Our phone number is 252-291-5727. And just to touch on who I am, I've been in the business for over 25 years. I've been in the medical profession for over 23 years and still occasionally do some medical work for my physicians in my area. So Ever since I was small, I've been studying herbs through the Seventh-day Adventist Church. And there's a lot of people in society today are being fooled by the two-headed snake. If you look at the emblem, if you look at the emblem on the doctor's logo, it's a two-headed snake. That's where you go to get treated. But I don't want to beat the doctors up, even though they do enough damage to themselves. I want to talk to you about what God has out there for us.
Okay.
People have been wondering, why haven't they found a cure for cancer or this AIDS epidemic? There's been a cure for AIDS and cancer for generations. The medical profession and the drug pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know about it. They are against it, and if you do have anything, they want to shut you down or get you shipped out of this country so they can execute you. People say, why are you saying that? I'm not afraid of the big time system. I'm doing what God wants me to do. I'm gonna share with you simple things what God wants you to know. There's always been a cure for cancer. There's always been a cure for AIDS. I work with people every day. Only thing you have to do is be willing to change your lifestyle, your eating habits, and take the food that God gave you. Poison do not heal sickness. Poison destroy. Think about what I'm going to just say in a simple term. All pharmaceutical products are designed to destroy your liver and your kidneys, the two main organs in your body that you need to destroy or flush away toxins in your body. Think about what I just said. Every time you take large amounts of drugs, you have to go back to the physician to take lab work so they can do a liver panel and a kidney panel study to see if those drugs affecting your liver or your kidney. If you sit down and think about it, think about what I just said. Is it true? Ask yourself.
I definitely agree with you. Definitely.
All drugs kill. Drugs do not heal. The word pharmacoid in the dictionary means poisoner. When you go to the pharmacy, you go to a poisoner. He don't do them to give you poison. When you go to a doctor, you go to a two-headed snake. Sure, the doctor has a place to treat me or tell me what's wrong with me if I don't know. But I will come home and I'll take the food that God gave me to eat and to nourish my body.
Right.
The product, what I was sharing with my godson, William, MMS, a multi-mineral supplement. It's been on the market for years overseas, and they brought it to this country. And think about pathogens. There's different forms of pathogens. There's bacteria pathogens. There's a virus. And let me share a few bacteria pathogens. Anthrax, Lyme disease, pneumonia, stomach ulcers. MMS destroys the pathogens that's in your body. It don't heal you. It destroys the bad, and when you eat the healthy foods and you do healthy things, your body will heal itself.
Now, Mr. Atkinson, let me ask you something about the MMS, because I used to see a long time ago a lot of commercials about that. Is this something that you guys provide at your store?
Yes, we sell it through our store, and you can also order it on the Internet.
Yeah, because I used to see things about that all the time. I know I work in the healthcare field, but in my particular study, I do sleep medicine. That's the field that I work in. And with our patients, we always try to give, you know, you have some that will want the Ambiens and the Lunesas or things of that nature, but we always try to go with the holistic approach because a lot of stuff is mental as well. You know, so having you on the show is just, it really is fantastic. And I didn't mean to interrupt you. Sorry about that.
Well, that's okay. That's what I want someone to do. If you have a question, ask me.
Okay, in that case, so you just gave, like, a lot of information right there. So let's kind of back up because, so basically medicine, you know, like most people, they know what medicine, you know, is for, you know, to heal. Exactly, but herbs, let's talk more like, you know, about herbs right now. So herbs, they heal, but they heal more in a natural way. Is that what you're saying?
Herbs heal in a natural way. God put herbs here on this earth to be your food and your medicine. Drugs do not heal. Drugs do not do. Only thing a drug would do would destroy your body. You think about a person with AIDS. A person could live longer without the medication than they do on the drug. The drugs only do is shut down your immune system. Your immune system is designed to fight off infection, foreign matters to enter into your body. Without an immune system, your body is, what is your body to you? It's nothing. Mm-hmm. So why take things that are going to tear down your immune system? Why not go out and eat the green leafy vegetables, drink pure water, get natural sunlight, abstain from the things that you're doing to killing yourself, and do the things that are, that will help yourself? By God designed this body, this temple, to heal itself, and we only do the things that we're supposed to do. No, let me just make this statement. When we come to God, we're supposed to cleanse ourselves from all sins. Mm-hmm. Any person that knows anything about the God, you're going to come to God with a little sin in you. But God allows us to cleanse, to come to him and remove all these things from our life. And when we come to the health food and the natural thing, we have to cleanse. The beginning of all life is a cleanse. When you come to God, you got to cleanse from all sin. When you come to health food, you got to cleanse yourself from all the things that you're doing wrong. Go ahead.
Let me ask you this, because you just touched on one of the questions that I was going to ask you, because I used to do this a lot, and a lot of my friends thought I was crazy. Now, this is going to be old school, but I want you to just kind of give your insight on it, because I also need advice in this area. I used to do the old school red bag weekly, you know, enemas, right, as far as cleansing. And then once every 3 months, I would go and get a colonic done. Since I'm asking you for advice, what do you think would be the best way to handle that when it comes to cleansing on a personal level? Or say, like, for my friends who don't believe in cleansing or are too scared to do the weekly enemas, too terrified of the colonic, can you think of any other natural ways that we can cleanse ourselves from the inside out?
Yeah, we do a program where we strip your whole intestine, your intestinal system. We strip all your elemental canal. I'm not talking about just pulling out what is in your track of your intestine. We pull the walls, and we pull everything from the walls and the pockets of your colon out. So there's a product called Sunny 7. Okay. It was added with grape juice and psyllium seed. We strip everything in your body out that God did not design to be in you. And this take about a 10-day process. If you have things like cancer, you need to go through a cleanse. If you have diabetes, within a 30-day period, it will be gone. Because we clean out everything. We clean out your liver, your gallbladder, and your pancreas. People have surgery to get rid of gallbladder stone. We can remove gallbladder stone from your body in 4 days.
Wow.
You don't even have to go to surgery.
Let's make sure we get your information again at the end of the show, for sure.
There's so many simple things out here that people could do. You know, drinking lemon water with cayenne pepper, and it will help lower your blood pressure. But we put drugs that elevates our blood pressure, because what do a drug do? It destroys your liver. And by making your liver work hard, it keeps your blood pressure up. People go out here and eat food with MSG in it. They're called monosodium glutamate. That keeps your blood pressure up. You don't have to believe me. Go on your internet. You have information available to you. Look up MSG, monosodium glutamate. It causes cardiovascular problems. It causes blood pressure problems. It just shuts your body down. Look it up. These things that I'm sharing with you, you could go to the internet and educate yourself. Just don't take my word for it. You have doctors in this field, licensed practitioners in this field, that can teach you and tell you if Loma Linda in California was built back in old school days to treat doctors to teach natural, but there was no money in it. A licensed physician is all about money. Yeah. Show him an insurance card and he'll go berserk. You'll see
wow.
him every week or every month. But don't show him an insurance card. You're at the mercy of no care.
Okay, we seem to have a caller. Call from the 919 area code. You're on Keep It Real Hot and Fresh. Can you hear us? Hold on, let me try this one. Can you hear us, caller? The caller hung up. Okay, caller, if you're out there, call back in if you can. Had some problems right there.
Ask me your question.
Okay, yeah, my question is, earlier you were talking about how there has been a cure, you know, for AIDS and other type of diseases for ages. Now I didn't hear if you stated that has certain doctors, you know, known about, you know, this cure?
Doctors have been knowing about this cure of AIDS for years. They've been knowing about cancer cure for years. The thing about it is when we doctor we make cases.
I'm sorry. We'll get into that question. I think that's that caller, Greg. Call from 919 area code. You keep it real hot and fresh. Can you hear us?
I can hear you.
Hey, how are you doing? Do you have a question for Freddie Atkinson?
I don't know so much if I've got a question, but I've got a lot of concerns.
Okay.
I have to admit that I tuned in a little bit late, so I'm just picking up on the last maybe 10 minutes or so, but I'd like to know specifically what this particular miracle cure is. I mean, in a nutshell, if somebody could just recap that for me, and then I'll go from there.
The miracle cure for which disorder, ma'am, sir?
Well, I'm hearing that there is a cure, quote unquote, for HIV and AIDS. I'd like to start there. What is this miracle cure, and why the hell doesn't everybody in the world know about it?
And we'll let Ms. Atkinson explain that.
Okay. MMS is not a cure. It destroys the pathogen that causes AIDS.
There are many things that are destroying the pathogens that cause AIDS.
Beg your pardon?
There are many, many different things that will destroy the pathogens that cause AIDS. It's not
right.
the pathogens
it's,
that cause AIDS. AIDS isn't one particular disease. It is a compilation of many different symptoms, diseases, and irritations that affect the immune system. So there is no one particular cure for AIDS. First of all, I want to get that straight. What is MMS? Define MMS for me. What is that?
MMS is multi-mineral supplement, and the main ingredients to that, if you would like to look them up, it's...
Mom, I'm asking you.
It's a multi-mineral supplement. You
it's your
stated,
problem.
You stated to me that there's no one cure for AIDS. Tell me what cure is there for AIDS in the medical profession.
I beg your pardon?
Tell me what cure there is in the medical profession. If you kill the virus, you kill the AIDS. So you can't.
That's not true. There is an HIV virus, yes, but full-blown AIDS can be a multitude of different afflictions and different opportunistic infections. So there is no one particular thing that will cure or kill all of those opportunistic infections.
I think one of the problems
we have is that we think of AIDS as one particular disease, like the flu or like diabetes. It's not like that. It is a multitude
of
many different things that affect the body.
I don't classify AIDS as the flu. I classify
I'm not
AIDS
saying
as a
you
virus
should.
That attacks the body and weakens the immune system. That's an autoimmune deficiency. If you clean out your body and you kill the virus, and you start feeding your body healthy things, God will heal your body. You're not going to heal it with taking the drugs and the pharmaceuticals that weaken your immune system. Only a strong immune system and a healthy body is going to kill AIDS. But you have to destroy the virus.
Mr. Atkinson, so it sounds like what you're saying is a combination of taking the MMS as well as a form of divine intervention that's
right.
going to cure.
I think
what you're saying is like you're offering another approach to it. You're going to always have a medical approach, but you have a holistic approach to it. Honestly, that's with any disorder out there. Most people have a medical approach, and then they have the holistic approach. So
let me just sum this up in a nutshell. If you take the pharmaceutical product, you're not going to heal AIDS. You're not going to heal HIV. You're not going to get rid of, they said, lupus, herpes. They say you can't get rid of herpes. If you destroy the virus and you feed your body the right things, your body will heal itself. There's no disease that God can't cure. Only man will tell you that. And if you want to follow man, you're going to follow him straight to the grave. But if you follow God, you'll heal yourself.
So is this about, like, medically sound? I mean, we're talking about, is this something that you can prove, or is this some a theoretical thing that you're basing on what God may or may not want? Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not trying to bash religion, and I'm not trying to bash belief. I think everybody's entitled to believe what they want, and faith is very important. However, there is a such thing called as science, and science is a proven fact. There are things that we can prove scientifically. You can't prove to somebody else that God exists. You have to believe it or you don't.
I have to interject because, and the reason why I'm interjecting is because, like I said, there's always going to be two battles. There's going to be a holistic and there's going to be a medical and scientific. Scientists will
have
a belief.
But holistic doesn't necessarily take away the scientific. Holistic just means natural.
If we believed everything scientifically, we would believe that we evolved from monkeys. So everything that you see in science is not found. Science is nothing but other people's opinions as well. And he has a right to say his opinion and give his thoughts about it. And what you can do with advice is you can take it or you can leave it. He's interested.
Take it or leave it. But anyway, getting back to what I was stating, I don't know this gentleman. He don't know me. But it sounds like me, he have a medical issue. He don't have a natural issue. I believe in God, and I believe God put herbs here for the healing of my body. I know the pharmaceutical products destroyed my body. That's why I will not put nothing in my body. If you want to take a drug, you can take a drug. If you want to attack God, you can attack God. But that's between you and God. I'm here to teach these people. There is a cure for AIDS. There's a cure for HIV. And there's a cure for cancer. Has been. Do you know an herb called chaparral? Has been a cure for AIDS in over 100 years. But medical profession do not want you to take it. The FDA rather ban it for you not to take it because look at the millions and millions of dollars would be lost if the medical profession came up with a cure for AIDS or cancer. Think about it. The millions they raise every year for cancer research. You can take a herb like red clover, dandelion root, burdock root, and chaparral, with cure cancer. This is just not my saying. People in my industry have been doing it for years. But the medical profession rather shut you down than to let the general public get it. And the Bible speaks of this. My people will be destroyed for the lack of knowledge.
And
that's
the truest fact that they reject it.
That's the truest statement in the world. Because the world rather reject truth and accept a lie than to live. And that's a shame that we have this what this young lady said. You're going to have the medical opinion and you're going to have the natural opinion. I'd rather follow God than to follow man any day of the week. Now, getting back to what I was saying, Mr. Williams, is that I stated to you, pathogens are different things that enter in our body, and I did not say that MMS was a cure. I said MMS is a destroyer of all pathogens that enter in our body that cause us to be sick. And once it kills it and our immune system becomes strong, and we eat the things that God designed for us to put in our body will heal itself.
Okay.
God would not heal your body with poison in it because he can't not do it. You have to put the things in your body that God will heal you. And that's all I got to say about that situation.
Whether
the gentleman was, if he wanted to take his drugs or he wanted to follow the pharmaceutical industry, he had my permission, and that is his right.
Okay. And we did lose our caller. And we also want to encourage other people to call in and give your, if you have comments or questions for Mr. Atkinson, that number is 646-200-3136. And also our Facebook and SSBN chat room is open, so you can definitely leave your comments in there as well.
And then
one more thing. Also, we want to welcome to the show our third host, Smooth Tea. Smoothie, how you doing, boy?
I bet he lied. There she
go. I had to let y'all go.
There she go.
I couldn't even touch in there for a second. I was going
okay.
Well, I have to say, I do agree with him, though. I mean, if you look at most of the medicines you take, like Tylenol, aspirin, and all that other stuff, you know, it says a temporary relief to whatever, you know, sneezing, drowsiness, or whatever. It's a temporary. Mm-hmm. It's not going to cure it. This is just something that's going to mask the problem, and then it's going to come back like,
you know.
And then
when,
you have to read the fine print, too.
Yeah.
May attack your liver, may attack your kidneys, may do this, may do that, you know?
You know,
yeah,
for William.
Yeah.
William.
Yeah.
All your callers out there, and the one that just called in, did you say you lost?
Yeah, we lost him.
If he's still listening, I want him to do just one simple test, and I can prove him wrong. He can take a drop of peppermint oil and put it on his finger and lick it. It will open up your whole sinus tract. He don't even have a drug. He has drugs out there to do it, but I bet you he can't. He can go to the store and get one drop of peppermint oil, can stop an asthma attack in less than 3 seconds.
Okay.
Anybody out there with suffer from asthma, get you a $10 bottle of peppermint oil. Take one drop and lick it, and it'll open up your whole respiratory tract. And that's not a drug. That's a herb from God, peppermint leaf.
And, you know, and I think that this show is very, you know, vital, because a lot of people don't know about herbs. You know, just like you said, a lot of people, you know, whenever they get a, you know, they feel bad, they rush to the doctors. Like you said, you know, these medicines are really killing your insides, and then later on something else hurting because that medicine done killed. So you know what I'm saying? So people, they do need to, you know about herbs, know about the natural, you know, healing that's out there, you know, from God. So hopefully a lot of people.
But also, MMS has been researched by physicians. It's just not just new to the United States. It's been overseas in Canada. It kills malaria in 1 hour. It kills the H1N1 virus in 1 hour. These things are known facts. It's been studied by physicians and been treating millions of people overseas. And it just came to this country, I'd say, over the past 2 or 3 years. But you have a medical profession rather kill you than to let the information get out. But like I said, I worked in the mainstream medical profession for over 23 years of my life. Mm-hmm. So I know what I'm talking about. I'm talking to you from both sides of the fence.
Right. And I
can share with your listeners, you can go to your local grocery stores and buy things that will relieve your muscle pain. Mm-hmm. And get rid of it in less than two or three hours. I can let you. You can go take a health food store by activated charcoal. You can remove all toxins from your body in an hour or two. Only thing you have to do, mix it with a little water. Because if you go to the hospital, that's why they give you activated charcoal to remove people that have took overdoses and stuff. You take charcoal. So why? When you take it, keep some in your home. If your child got into some poison, if you got bit by a spider or got bit by a snake, You can take activated charcoal and don't even have to leave the presence of your own.
Right.
I watched the special TV on that.
Yeah, I want to interject too because I feel the same way he does. I've been working in healthcare since I was 13 years old, and I've also, you know, read this book called The Medical Mafia, and I think that this is where a lot of my skepticism comes from and from things that I've seen firsthand. You know, that book tells you how the pharmaceutical companies, they come up with the drug. They then pay the doctors to prescribe the drug, so Granny turned into a guinea pig. So if you notice, if she goes to see her doctor for a visit, right, there's a copayment, then that's what your insurance pays. Then they want to see Granny 3 more months after they done gave her something. If that drug don't work for Granny, they going to do this test. They do that test, they give Granny another drug. If that drug don't work for Granny, they do another test. They do this and do that. So Granny turns into a guinea pig. It's all a mafia. And then the physician collects all that kickback from all the drugs that they have prescribed. I mean, we have to be knowledgeable about the game and what goes on in some, and I say some because we don't roll like that, but in some medical fields that does go on, so you have to decide for yourself, am I going to start Googling things? Am I going to start trying to get more information on things so that I can get better? Now, who's to say which way is right, but me being on the inside looking out, I would definitely say that for me and myself, I would try a holistic approach, something that's natural and God-given, before I do a whole bunch of different medicines and turn into anybody's guinea pig.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. We should have another call from the 917 area code. You're keeping it real hot and fresh. Can you hear us?
Hi. How you guys doing tonight?
Hello.
Hello. How you doing?
Wonderful. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm calling out of Brooklyn, New York.
Brooklyn in the house.
Okay.
I had to throw that in. I'm sorry. Go ahead with the question, sweetheart.
Okay.
My bad.
But after listening to Mr. Hawkinson, I totally have to agree with him 150%. Numerously, because as a biomedical major at NYU, we have known the source of medication causing to be curing HIV. It does cause cancer. It also causes stroke. Numerous kidney disease, blood poisoning, and pneumonia and flu. Nevertheless, natural herbs have been used in China because as a researcher, I did go to China, and he did bring up one of the natural herbs. I forgot the name of it, but I remember going over that in class, which was also kind of used for HIV. But nevertheless, all this medicine they're putting out there is not really helping. Because, like, normally, if you have a cold, they say take some cough medicine. That doesn't really heal. You know, drink something hot. But nevertheless, it's a medicine in Jamaica called Thirsty, a natural herb in Jamaica called Thirsty.
Wow,
and
what?
They use Thirsty for breast cancer. Because speaking from experience, my auntie, she had breast cancer. And what my grandmother did was give her that Thirsty, and nevertheless, she didn't have to remove her breast anymore.
Wow.
And
that's wonderful.
My grandmother gave it to my friend, grandpa, in the United States because the doctor had him on medicine. As soon as he stopped taking the medicine and he drank that Thirsty and he drank it every day like my grandmother told him to, his cancer was gone. So I want to know, how is that possible? My friend from Washington, D.C., he was HIV positive. Also, after drinking some of that Hurston, taking some of that natural herb my grandmother bought for him, he's no longer HIV. So All this medicine they put you on, I had sickle cell, full-blown sickle cell. I was supposed to die when I was 15. And the same natural herb they drank from the tree and from the root, that's the same thing my grandmother gave me. And now I only have the trait. It's not full-blown anymore. I don't have to go to the hospital every week, and everything is fine. So I have to agree with him. Like, these medicines, it's made up by these play doctors and scientists just to get money out there. Tylenol, it doesn't do nothing for you but put you to sleep, honestly. If that's what you want, do drink some alcohol and go to sleep. I bet your headache will be gone because it doesn't do anything but put you to sleep. Mm-hmm. And that's why I told him to agree with him. That caller that hung up, I'm not sure if he wanted to be right about the situation, but every science major is not always right. And I have to understand and learn that the hard way. So, Mr. Atkins, I agree with you 100% because right now in Zimbabwe and also in China, and numerous overseas, like you mentioned earlier in your topic, they are using natural herbs as cure because majority of them cannot afford medication. So the same factor that you're going out there in the field to look for natural herb that God planted on this earth, God gave you something, he could take it away. The Lord given, he could take it away. And I agree with you. And people going around using cheap drugs just because they feel like it's good for HIV and it's really not. It's affecting them more because all these diseases, you get Alzheimer's disease, kidney disease, bronchitis, blood poisoning, all from trying to take these medications so you won't die early from HIV. You're right. You're not going to die from HIV, but you're going to end up dying from a heart disease, a stroke, or something other than HIV. Trying to cure something, something that's going to come up with that same medication.
And, you know, thank you, Carlo. Thank you very much. But, you
you're
know.
You're so welcome.
Just getting back to some simple things. You know, he's talking about people with Alzheimer's and different things like this here. You know, MMS its original home base was out of Africa. That's where it originated from. So Dr. Hummer was over there on a mining expedition, and some of his friends came down with malaria, and he put this formula together and cured his friends of malaria. So that's why we know it's a good product. It doesn't. It's not a cure. It destroys the pathogens that enter in our body that makes us sick. You can't get sick from a healthy body. That's just like honey. Honey, you can keep honey 200 years. It will never spoil. See, that's why it takes people with a mindset and trust and believe that God is able to cure all things. If you think man can break down what God put here. And to heal a man, you're wrong. But the Bible tells us, physician heals thyself. How many physicians that you know that they is? If they can heal themselves, why are they dead?
Everybody got to die. That's Eve's fault right there.
We want to die like Methuselah. I want to die old.
That's right.
I want to live 200 years old and die. I don't want to die diseased with a diseased body. Because when you go to hell and come back, you're gonna be resurrected with a dead and old diseased body. So why can't you die up with a healthy body? Just when God cut time for you to die, you lay down and you die. But you don't have to be dead and die from a diseased body.
And I feel so sad.
It's simple things that we could do to heal ourselves. You know, the young man that was on, and we were talking about, if you cleanse out your elementary canal and pull all the poison and the old dead and the decaying food from your system, our body will heal itself.
I agree with that 100%.
It will heal itself. We don't need a poison. How are you going to take a poison and heal your body? You're putting a poison in your system to kill you. Destroy the vital organs that you need to live. You want to cut out my lymph node. God put lymph nodes in your body to protect whatever's in your body from spreading to other parts of your body. If you cut out the lymph nodes, the disease spreads throughout your whole body. That makes sense to anybody.
Right. And I really feel so sorry for the people who still, and I mean, it's not to bash a doctor because everybody has their gift. You know, when it comes time for surgery, and one of the most fantastic doctors is Dr. Ben Carson, you know, when he separated the Siamese twins from the brain, you know, a black man, you know, so it's not like bashing doctors, it's saying knowledge.
True.
It's saying get information about what's going on with you.
Doctors have their place in society.
Exactly.
But everything don't have to be cut. I'm working with a young man now. He's a pastor of a church. In 5 days, they wanted to cut his wife's foot off. In 5 days.
Wow.
5 days, the woman's foot is back to normal. It ain't completely healed all the way yet. What you think about? From being one to cut her foot off to her husband and the young lady that's carrying the foot see blood circulation where her leg and her foot were totally black. It's now got all the skin color back. It's got all the blood back circulating in that foot. She don't have to have her foot cut off anymore. I have in-laws in Trinidad. They treat people from having their limbs cut off by that therapy that they treat people. They cleanse them out, pull all the poison out of their system, and do the therapy on their bodies to help that body heal itself. By God designed this temple here. God is a great blessing. God is the only one that can heal this body. And the only thing God asks us to do, put in it what he designed for you to put in it that will help itself. That is the green leafy vegetables, water, sunshine, trust in divine intervention, and abstain from all the wrongdoing and all the wrong food and the drug that you put in your system to break it down. If you do that, your body will heal itself. God designed this a perfect body, and he designed it in his image. If anybody knows the study of the Bible, our body belongs to God. It don't belong to us.
Yeah.
So why are we committing self-murder? You just committing a slower pace of suicide instead of just putting a gun to your head. You're doing it a slower way.
And then also too, I mean, another good healer is something as simple as water. You know, you'd be surprised. I mean, people that don't want to drink water, anything natural, they don't. People just, I don't know. But I'm afraid. One question we do want to ask you now. We actually put this on our Facebook for our Facebook listeners and fans and whatever. The question, getting back on AIDS and HIV, was, you know, if there was like a cure or either something that could heal and cleanse the body from, you know, AIDS, HIV, would that, do you think that would make more people, you know, promiscuous, you know, knowing that you know, they
that's
could.
A good question.
Yeah, you know, knowing that they could get it and then be healed. Now, we definitely want your thoughts on that, but let me just read you some of the Facebook questions that we had. One chatter said that it's sad to say, but I think that it would allow more people to be careless with their health than others. Another chatter said, yeah, I agree 100%, but he wasn't sure. The first chatter came back and said that he means that even today with advances in medication to treat curable STDs and uncurable ones like HIV, people take it for granted. So a cure would just put fuel on the fire. A lady said that having sex for me is gone and that's sad. The next man I have sex with is going to put a ring on the finger and have to respect my son. The last chatter said that I think, in all honesty, that people would feel like as long as I can take antibiotics and won't die from it, then it's okay because I know that there's a cure or some healing process. I guess that would be the reason why the meds for AIDS, HIV is limited to people with major bread. So, Ms. Agatha, so what do you think, you know, as far as the AIDS, HIV, do you think that, you know, with, you know, a cure or, you know, a healing process, you know, the cleansing, would that make more people promiscuous, you know, knowing that, hey, you know, if I do get something, I just, you know, go take some herbs, man.
See, the thing is, in my profession, we believe that if you do the things that God designed for you to do,
mm-hmm.
to heal your body, and then you go back out there and you do the same thing to get the same problem. You know, God, you know, you can't continue to slap God in the face.
That's true.
You know, once God heals you, you should want to stay healed. Now, if you want to go back out there and do the same thing.
Come on now, that's real right there.
I'm saying that God will heal you, but he might let you suffer a little bit longer.
Mm.
The second time around.
That's true.
They let you know, I don't hear you one time. Don't keep doing the same thing, because the next time your time might be up.
And then, you know, I'm sorry. I was just gonna say that I love the way that I love the way that you keep referencing back to God, because see, a lot of people, they look at things from a worldly point of view. You know.
Right.
They don't look at things from, you know, a spiritual point of view. So, you know, like some people, you know, even if they're taking herbs, you know, they're looking at the herbs to heal them, not knowing that, I mean, herbs are just herbs. They're still that higher power, you know. So I'm glad that like you keep reference back to God, you know, to let people know that God has the last say. So it's not medicine, it's not herbs, it's not whatever, it's God. So
God,
yeah.
This is where the opposition comes in. There, that's the opposition. It's not like I'm rejecting what you're saying. I'm rejecting the part that there has to be some type of divine intervention, and that's understandable because, like I was saying when we first started the show, we live in a world, and I don't like to use the term dark because I think people use that term out of context. But we live in a world that doesn't want to see the light. We live in a world that is so convinced that scientists have it right, and they're so convinced that this person has it right. When you try to tell them the light, it's almost like my mama would say, you wouldn't know the truth if it sat right in front of you or something like that. Yes. For some of us, the truth is literally right in front of us,
and we
won't accept it. And I think that when you came from Romans 10 and when you quoted that scripture about my people perish for the lack of knowledge, that is so true, especially for my people. Even when I look in sleep apnea and sleep medicine, the field that I work in, you can tell people over and over again that your airway is closing at night. You can show them on the study, you can do this and you can do that, but they perish because they don't want to learn about it. They have symptoms of it, but they don't want to learn more and learn a holistic way to handle that. So we really will perish for the lack of knowledge, and the scripture goes on to say, because we reject it as well.
Mm-hmm.
So we really, really have to start trying to, and if you don't know or if you don't agree or if you don't like it, research. You know, Z, how I say all the time, I never go to church and take what the pastor tell me for face value, but I always research.
Right.
I always research. Anything somebody tells me, I research. Why? So that I can know for myself. You never just take what somebody throws at you, but you research. So the reason why I kind of dealt with the caller was for the simple fact that it's one thing to call with questions, and even if you want to call and come back, that's fine too, but you can't totally knock what a person's saying when you don't know it all.
Right.
It all, period. You have to, if that caller is still listening, go on your own and do some research. If you have to have proof, if it has to say it in black and white for you, if it has to be a science for you, there are plenty of holistic doctors out there. You know, like this Dr. Stevie, the one that Lisa was working with before she passed away. I mean, it's a lot of holistic doctors out there. So start looking this up if it's something that you're interested in. But whatever you do, don't take one person's word for it. Don't take one doctor's
right.
Don't take a group of doctors' words for it. Research on your own.
Exactly.
I can't stress that enough.
When I research
the Bible, I'm looking at the Latin words and the Greek words and where does this come from, and I'm breaking it down because I love knowledge. And we have to be a society that wants knowledge and that wants to know.
Right.
That loves information.
You know, a lot of times we get on radio programs or we listen to TV programs. They talk all these big words. Talk to the people that where they can understand.
Yeah.
I'm not about sharing you with a whole lot of information that you don't understand.
Exactly.
I can talk to you about cayenne pepper. I can talk to you about peppermint oil. And I can tell you about MMS because my whole family takes it.
Mm-hmm.
I have physicians in my community that takes it because they do it because it works. I wouldn't share anything with no one that wouldn't work. This is my life. This is my study. I've been doing this most of my adult life. I'm 58 years old, and I want to see 58 more.
Okay.
I heard that.
based on that question that you asked me, if anyone is healed by God, not me, I'm just a tool sharing information with people. Like this young lady said, go on the internet, learn, read, study. You can look all this up.
Research.
Look up the word monosodium glutamate. It'll tell you what's in your food. You can look up about MMS. You can go to projectgreenlife.com. It'll share a lot of information with on MMS, what it does, what it kills. And the gentleman, Dr. Jim Hummel, he specifically states, it's not a healer. It's a killer of all pathogens that enter your body that makes you sick, no matter what it may be. Cancer, AIDS, herpes. People walk around talking about herpes can't be cured. You just put your handcuffs on God and say, God can't cure no disease.
Okay, yeah.
Man can't cure anything. Only God can. God created this body. God can heal this body. So
that's
no limitation on me. I did not grow one herb in this world today. God did. And let me ask you this. I'm going to say this to you, William, before we get off this air.
Okay.
God put herbs in every rainforest, and that's why the doctors are going over into the Amazon trying to find these herbs so they can break them down and turn them into a drug. Aspirin is made from an herb. So why are you so much against what man cannot improve on God? So why would you take what God put on this earth, break it down, and make it a drug to hurt people? Keep it in its original state and heal God's people and let God give you the glory and the blessing. If you do more to heal people, God's going to bless you. You're going to get your reward. You get your riches in heaven. You don't get them here on earth. Because this earth is going to pass away. So what is
yeah, there's a place in North Carolina that's it's a natural medicine museum. It's not a big place. It's basically like a little small house that a woman stayed in who made all the medicine for like the little towns they had back then. And everything is natural there. And I went there a long time ago, but it's amazing. It's just all the stuff that they had back then to cure all this stuff. Basically, they'd have little stuff in the bottle. And what would they have back then, which is now like, say, aspirin or something like that, where the doctors are, you know, put a little more stuff into it, of course. But they'd have the aspirins, and they'd have the medicines to make you sweat out the flu or whatever else you can catch. Yeah. All this stuff has been around a long time, just like he said it is.
And Dr. Lorraine Day made this statement. She was a surgeon at San Francisco General Hospital. She had cancer, got cured of cancer in 18 months. And the thing about this, she says you could talk to a person 5 minutes and you could decide whether they want to live or die.
Wow.
That is amazing. You know, that's crazy. Everybody, we're actually 3 minutes down to the show. Now, what we want to do is we're going to skip 10 ways you get up for tonight. But we definitely want to get Mr. Atkinson's final thoughts, you know, for everybody. And then we also want him to give out any special websites where you can go to purchase, you know, these herbs. So, Mr. Atkinson, what's your final thought for the show? And then give any websites you may have.
My final thought is trust God and live according to what God requires you to do. You apply the 8 laws of health, but the main one of the 8 laws of health is trust in divine power.
Yeah.
If you don't trust in God, I don't care what you do, you are not going to be blessed.
Mm-hmm.
If you clean out your system, if you clean out your elementary canal, I don't care what health food store you go from here to the end of the earth, whatever health food store you can go in and buy things that will clean out your whole elementary canal, and then you start drinking pure water, you go outside and get some fresh air, you trust in God, and your body will start taking care of itself. But first, you got to clean yourself out. You can't take anything natural and expect it to get into your body in a filthy environment. Cleanse yourself. A good cleanse is you can find in most health food stores for under $100.
Mm-hmm.
Now, but if you want to do something that for people that were AIDS and with cancer, we do a 10-day cleanse here in the state of North Carolina, in Wilson, North Carolina, and whatever problem that you have, in from 10 to 30 days, as long as you got all your organs intact, that problem will be gone.
That is amazing.
Okay, I'm talking about gone.
We have helped people with prostate cancer. We just had a man having seizures. He went on a 10-day cleanse, got rid of his seizures, and what the sad thing about it, William, the drug he was on was causing him to have the seizures.
Oh.
Wow.
So like I said, websites that they can look up MMS, that will teach them what MMS is. They can go to projectgreenlife.com. It would tell them what MMS is, and they could just, anything they want to know in the natural, look up different forms of herbs. Go get the book, Alternative Medicine. It's by Deepak Kaur from MD. It's the Burton Goldberg Group. Look
by
up,
Doctors,
the book.
Wow.
It's Linda Rector Page. She got a book out by Healthy Healing. Get that book. They can go get a book by Phyllis Blanch. It's called Prescription for Nutritional Healing. If you want your family to stay alive and healthy, get these books in your house.
All right.
And all everybody right. heard of the book Back to Eden.
Yeah.
That's the grandfather of all book health books by Jethro Gloss. These books will teach you how to take care of your family, take care of all your friends and neighbors, and you'll be a blessing to all that know you and come around you. And I just thank God for waiting for this time.
And thank you so much for coming.
No problem. We want to thank you. Thank my Uncle Freddie. Thank you so much for all your knowledge, for all your valid information. We really thank you. And everybody, that's how you keep it real hot and fresh. Uncle Freddie, we will have you back very soon. So don't worry. You'll be back.
Like I said, anybody want to call me. Because that's my job.
And what's that number again?
252-291-5727. I don't care what the problem is. God is able to heal.
That's right. All right, so we're gonna end with James Flames Issue. We will see y'all next week, keeping it real hot and fresh.
Thank you, William.
No problem.
My whole life I've been looking for the right one, and I could swear that I never was gonna find one. And then you came around and you put it down, and that's when I knew that girl is fair, fair. Cause baby, it's you, it's you, it's you, it's you, it's you, it's you, it's you. Yeah, baby, it's you, it's you, it's you, it's you, it's you, it's you, it's you. Yeah, baby, it's you.
Yeah, and she knows that it's me, man. So amazing.